Last week, during his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, outgoing U.S. Intelligence Chief John Negroponte said that the al-Qaeda terrorist network had found safe haven in Pakistan. But DOA correspondent Benjamin Sand, who covers both Pakistan and Afghanistan, says Tuesday's airstrikes may have been intended as a signal that Pakistan really is willing to tackle al-Qaeda within its own borders.
This is not the first time Islamabad has launched airstrikes or ground operations against militants in the tribal region, which stretches all along the very rugged and isolated border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. This wasn't the first time U.S. officials have said al-Qaeda or extremists have set up operations in Pakistan.
However, Ambassador Negroponte's statement to the Senate, Benjamin Sand notes, was the first time that he had so publicly singled out Pakistan as the leading base of operations for al-Qaeda.
The difference is, within the past year, sources are telling me that al-Qaeda has really managed to reestablish a global network with its headquarters in Pakistan. That before, al-Qaeda was a very diffused, amorphous organization with various independent cells around the world. It means that people like Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri are now able to potentially direct attacks against the United States, against Great Britain, and operations throughout North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia.
Michael Evans, defense editor of the Times of London, agrees that intelligence assessments over the past 6 to 9 months indicate that al-Qaeda has slowly begun to build up its organization. However, he is skeptical that Pakistan serves as the center of operations.
I don't think anyone knows where Osama bin Laden and Zawahiri are, but the suspicion is they are on the Pakistani side of the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, as opposed to the Afghanistan side, because on the Afghanistan side there is a huge amount of surveillance by the Americans. I don't think personally that the organization of al-Qaeda is sufficiently strong and sufficiently global for there to be literally a sort of headquarters that is masterminding everything that goes on anywhere in the world. I think there are a number of franchised organizations around the world linked either directly or indirectly to al-Qaeda, which are carrying out their own operations.
However, analysts say Pakistan has been more reluctant to take on the Taliban. Anwar Iqbal, Washington correspondent for Dawn, Pakistan's leading English-language newspaper, says it is true that the Taliban use the tribal areas as a sanctuary, but he notes that President Musharraf has to walk a tightrope between meeting U.S. demands for greater cooperation and his own need to placate the Islamist political parties in an election year. Anwar Iqbal says that one of the major mistakes people in Washington make is that they assume their needs and national interests are the same as those of Pakistan.
Whatever Musharraf has done in the war against terror for America is more than anybody else has ever done. But at the same time, if you see as a nationalist Pakistani, most of it were against Pakistan's interest. People say that whatever it's doing in the tribal areas, once the Americans leave the region, is going to haunt Pakistan for a long, long time, because we're going to see the tribes fighting against the central government, and it will go on and on for years.
Benjamin Sand notes that when Mr. Negroponte issued his statement last week, the reaction in Islamabad was frustrated, angry, and defensive.
One interesting thing that we didn't see reported in the United States was that Negroponte's statement really was very positive in his assessment of the Pakistani government's commitment to fighting the terrorists. And a number of U.S. officials since then have gone out of their way to say that Pakistan is a valued and key ally in the U.S.-led war on terror. So everybody's trying to walk this very tenuous political tightrope.
Benjamin Sand adds that Pakistan provides intelligence to Western sources, helps track al-Qaeda leaders, and has arrested a number of key al-Qaeda figures since 9/11. Pakistan has sent 80,000 troops into the Waziristan semi-autonomous tribal areas, but attacks by militants crossing into Afghanistan from Pakistan have tripled since September, when President Musharraf signed a controversial peace accord with tribal leaders in the area of North Waziristan. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.